The changes would impact the timing of when an issue goes to a public vote. Under the current law, completed initiative or referendum petitions go to a ballot within 90 days. If there's a regular election within that time frame, it goes on that ballot. If not, the borough has to hold a special election within 90 days. The proposed change would only require putting an issue up to a vote at any election already scheduled at least 90 days from certification of a completed petition. That means most citizen votes would be decided in the regular election in October. Assemblymember Eric Castro wanted to remove that special election requirement.
I really do like the idea of that. I think it's important for our community members to have a voice, but not necessarily at the expense of the entire population.
It costs the borough money to put on an election. The last special election in Petersburg was in 2004. The ordinance change does not prohibit a special election ballot if the assembly decides that issue needs to go to a vote sooner than October. Assemblymember Kurt Wallhuter questioned how that would work.
Would that have to be something that the assembly would have to vote on if they wanted to have a special election, if somebody approached us and it was like between mid-elections, or is that going to be something that they could just file a citizen's initiative and then go through that process? So
no,
it would have to come before us?
It would have to come to the assembly and we would vote on it, okay, whether to have a special election.
That's Mayor Mark Jensen responding. Another change is removing a 180-day deadline for filing a petition for an initiative vote. Under the proposed ordinance, a petition completed by sponsors and certified by the borough clerk would have to be done at least 90 days from a planned election. Any time after that, and the borough could wait to put an issue up to vote for the following year. If this ordinance passes, it actually gives residents more time this spring to get a petition signed by voters and certified by the borough clerk. The assembly passed those changes in first reading unanimously. The Assembly also approved the third and final reading of an ordinance that makes changes to the borough's local improvement district process. Borough residents within the old city limits can request the extension of a borough service or utility through that process as long as two-thirds of the petitioners agree to pay for that service extension. The borough plans to send out notices to some neighborhoods this year that could seek paving through a local improvement district. The ordinance leaves it up to the assembly to set terms for paying back the cost of a project and also gives the assembly the power to stop a project during that process. Mayor Mark Jensen and Assemblymember Bob Lynn voted against those changes. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.